at KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news. It's a Thursday, the 20th day of June for 2019. Here's what's happening locally. The Amador County Sheriff's Office assisted their counterparts in El Dorado County yesterday in the search for a missing swimmer. According to reports, at approximately 12:30, the El Dorado County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call reporting that a 16-year-old male was swept down the Consumnes River near the Amador-El Dorado County line. It was reported the male juvenile was swimming in the river with friends when he was swept down a section of rapids and disappeared underwater. El Dorado County personnel responded, which included the use of their Swift Water Team, search and rescue, as well as El Dorado County Fire and medics. California Highway Patrol was also called in, and the Placer County Sheriff's Office helicopter was used in that search. Then around 1:30, the Amador County Sheriff's Office received a request from El Dorado County to respond as additional assistance was needed. An extensive search was conducted from the air, ground, and water in the area of the river west of the Consumnes River Bridge. Just before 2:30, divers located the missing swimmer, deceased in the river, approximately 10 feet underwater in some rocks. The name of the 16-year-old has not been released, nor has his county of residence.
Well, a special public meeting this evening will allow those who live around McCallamy Hill area to weigh in on the state of the local roads. Calaveras Public Works officials will hold a public workshop tonight from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Hotel Leger for the purpose of hearing feedback from residents living within the boundaries of CSA 8 about road conditions, as well as gathering input on residents' priorities for road maintenance projects. Now, using questionnaires and other tools, officials will collect info, then prepare and post a subsequent report reflecting road maintenance priorities for a 30-day public review and comment period. Following that review period, county staff will present the report for approval by the Board of Supervisors. The meeting part of a series of public workshops slated around Calaveras County to collect similar data that will be used to prioritize road repairs and improvements based on preference of residents. Anyone with questions can call Public Works at 754-6401.
And while the investigation into Sunday's plane crash in Lake Tulloch continues, a family friend of the pilot released a statement on behalf of the family yesterday. Modesto City Council member Bill Zalocki, identifying himself as a close family friend of Trent Johnson, the 78-year-old Modesto man who died when his plane crashed in the waters of Tulloch, he indicated he was a former student of pilot Dave Messenheimer, Johnson's father-in-law, who also died in a plane crash just over a dozen years ago. Zlocki added that the statements would be the only communication from the family for now. He noted Trent Johnson had a passion for flying. Since he was a little boy, he dreamed of flying, eventually getting his pilot's license, and then marrying into a family who also loved to fly. Trent died on Father's Day while doing something that gave him great joy. Zlocki also went on to say the family appreciates the prayers and support and is asking for privacy until details of a service can be worked out. Johnson's plane, along with his body, were recovered Tuesday in about 110 feet of water. According to witness accounts, the plane struck power lines before crashing into Lake Tulloch.
Well, summer road trips, a family tradition for many, and to make sure a trip is enjoyable, CHP reminds everyone prevention and planning may take time up front, but can spare drivers from dealing with the consequences of a breakdown, or even worse. Summer driving can be more dangerous than other seasons for several reasons. CHP recommends make sure vehicle maintenance up to date. Program any GPS system, whether in your phone or your car, in advance. And buckle up. Be sure everyone in your vehicle wearing a seatbelt or child safety seat. Never leave pets, children, or elderly alone in a car for any length of time. And expect road construction and plan for delays. Now, vacationing drivers unfamiliar with an area may also drive erratically or unpredictably. More teenage drivers, who are most inexperienced, are more likely to be on the road throughout the summer.
And the Amador County Historical Society will be hosting their annual Steak Barbecue Sandwich Benefit at the Amador County Museum this Sunday at 5 p.m. Tickets are $25, members only $20, so why not become a member and save some money? Enjoy a barbecue sandwich, salad, chips, and beverage while local author Joanne Levy speaks on Jackson Creek pioneer woman Susan Townsend. Also, the Kennedy Gold Mine model will be open for tours during the event. To place a reservation, you can call 223-6386. They ask that you call today so they know how many steaks to cut. That's 223-6386.
And PG&E continuing work on the gas lines running along Sutter Street. Traffic controls and lane closures will be in effect again today at Sutter Street and 4988 and will continue through Friday afternoon. For more info, contact Jackson City Hall.
That, my friends, is a look at local news on this Thursday morning. Now, JD, very quickly, we did a live on location yesterday at Gold Country Pet Resort. You were there. And tell us, just, spend a minute or two, tell us about Gold Country Pet Resort.
Yeah, you know what? The cool thing about Gold Country Pet Resort is I said on the air yesterday, some of these places, you know, you'll search for someone to train your dog or one aspect of training. At Gold Country Pet Resort, they do it all. We talked about the dog sports that they do. We even talked about physical fitness for dogs. They have like a gym that they're putting together for dogs. A lot of dogs, you know, be overweight, or maybe there's a specific sport or activity you're trying to train that dog for. So they'll help you get the dog fit to do so. They, again, we talked about the sports like the barn hunt, nose works, all that kind of good stuff. The thing that really got me, though, is that it's all there in one location. They've got several sites. Their suites are absolutely amazing for boarding the dogs. Just a really great experience. And what I recommend is if you folks heard it yesterday, or you know, you're thinking about boarding your dog, you're thinking your dog needs socialization or training, obedience, whatever it is, you can go out to the facilities and they'll give you a tour and you can see it for yourself and you can meet the trainers and kind of get an idea. So basically, top-notch operation they got going there at Gold Country Pet Resort. And if you guys, you know, I've never driven by. Where is Gold Country Pet Resort? Basically, right when you get off 88 onto 104 heading into Ione, it's the first right-hand turn right there. So.
All righty. Thank you, JD. Well, that's a look at local news, again, sponsored by Howard's Body Shop and Gold Country Pet Resort. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com.